produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
And when we do it on that altar, I'm talking about the blessings of God being to overtake your life. You can be sick as all outdoors, but when you get to the communion table and say, God, I'm doing it that my body be healed. I'm doing it that you rebuke sickness and disease. God began to work over and work out those things that seem like it's going to overtake your life. You ought to encourage somebody one more time and tell them he's not through blessing you. Come on, I got two more minutes. I didn't tell y'all to stand. Come on here. But then when you get into this 2 Corinthians, Paul now began to put a little salve on the wound. He done whooped them pretty good in that 1 Corinthians. But over here now, he began to kind of lighten the load on him. And then Paul begins to have an experience that he could not really explain. He began to tell him about how it was a time about 14 years ago. He said, whether in the body, he said, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. But the thing that he said, God knows. You ought to tell somebody that. Tell them God knows. He said, such a one was caught up in the third heaven. The third heaven is where God himself resides. You got to understand there's three or four different atmospheric changes. Basically in the atmosphere where we are and what we can see far as the sky, that is what is known basically as the first heaven. This atmosphere. Then you have what you call the ionic sphere. That's where basically this shuttle can get into. Then they have another sphere beyond that called a stratosphere. But then there's a heaven they call the third heaven. It ain't gonna be no shuttle gonna get up there. You can't get there on a rocket ship. But the only way you're gonna get up there is when he come back. You got to be ready to take off to meet him in the air. Oh, somebody ought to say, I want to see him as he is. And I just want somebody to know right now. Paul said, I saw some stuff while I was up there that I cannot even utter. I saw some things that's not even lawful for me to talk about. In other words, heaven is indescribable. You can't even describe the things that's going on up there. John just gave us a panoramic view of what it really gonna be like. But when you really get there, you you'll find out that the true blessings of God is not the little check you pick up every week. That the true blessing of God is not the fine clothes that you put on. That the true blessings of God is not the best car you can ride on. But when you see Jesus, when you see him as he is, you ought to tell somebody, that's the true blessing. And I just want somebody to know, I just want to see him as he is. But on your road there, there's going to be some hindrances. And Paul began to let us know something, that even though he's committed to Christ, he come up against some stuff that he didn't know where it was coming from. He said, there's some things that was hitting me from the left and from the right. He said, but I found out why God allowed it to happen. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure. He said, through the abundance of the revelation. And you got to watch when God has anointed you for something, and that anointing become possessive for you, and you begin to use it for your own glory. Paul said, God allowed this thing to come into my life just to keep me in check. And I know sometimes that the theologian tried to describe what this so-called thorn was. Some begin to say it was way that he was shaped, that he had a hump in his back. Others said he had scales on his eyes. But it was neither of those things, because if it was some of those things, Paul would have been delivered from it. But God said, I'm not going to move it. But what was the thing? And I remember some years ago, I said, God, you got to have a true revelation as to what the thorn really is. And God said, read the word. And I kept right on reading the word. And I said, God, I still don't see. I had one theologian say that hump was giving him so much trouble that he couldn't hardly stand very long. God said, read the word. And I picked the Bible up again. And the Bible began to show me. He said it right here, what the thorn was. And I read the word, and this is what it said in the 7th verse. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh. And it's a comma right there. And it said, the messenger of Satan. That's the thorn right there, straight from hell. Satan himself. God said, I sent him. And I put him right there to keep you in check. I just want y'all to know that sometimes God allows the devil to check you out. But he won't take you out. Because God, I got to get out of here. It's not through blessing you. So that's what you're going through. It's not going to take you out. But God allows something to come into your life just to keep you in check. Tell somebody there's a check going on in your life. Yeah, yeah, there's a check going on. You can't understand, Brother Pastor, sometime when you get to church, nobody there but you and the Lord. But keep right on, is a check going on. But God recognized what you're dealing with. And Paul said, three times I sought the Lord to take this pain away. Three times I sought the Lord to remove this thorn. But I can hear God said, my grace is sufficient. What he's saying, you ain't seen the way I'm going to bless you. You haven't seen how I'm going to open the door. You haven't seen how I'm going to take you through. You haven't seen how I'm going to bless you abundantly. Just hold on to my grace. It's enough for you to be sustained by. Yeah, your money is low, but grace is bigger. Yeah, your health is bad, but grace is bigger. Yeah, you've been lied on, but grace is bigger. Yes, it's been talked about, but grace is bigger. Tell somebody, thank God for the thorn. For the thorn kept me praying. The thorn kept me laying out before him. The thorn kept me praising him. The thorn kept me seeking him. I thank God for my enemies. But when they talked about me, I started praying. I made a little afraid until they lied on me. But I kept right on. Thank God for the ditch digger. But it hadn't I dug the ditch, I never would have got in it and never would have made it to my palace. Tell somebody, come out the pit to the palace. Hey, hey, God is saying, I'm not through. No, not through. I done preached too long here. Blessing you. We're so busy looking at the problem until we can't see the problem solver. We're so busy looking at disease until we can't see our cures. We're so busy looking at depression until we can't see our progression. We're so busy looking at downfall until we can't stand up. We're so busy looking at setbacks until we can't step forward. We're so busy looking at mistakes until we can't see our success. But the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, hey, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Tell somebody, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. It's time now to stop looking at the bad. And it's time to start seeing the good. It's time to stop looking at faults. And it's time to start seeing the needs. It's time to stop looking at sickness. And it's time to see your deliverance. It's time to look past troubles. And it's time to find some answers. It's time to stop looking at the cause. And it's time to find the cure. For so many are lost right now and don't know which way to turn or which way to go. But I'm so glad that one day I heard the preacher say, come out that corner, you can't hide. And I came running. Yeah, running to Jesus. Just said I was weary, wounded and sad. Found in him a sweet old resting place. And he has made me glad. I found out that Jesus was my only way. Jesus, my hope. Jesus was my strength. Jesus, he's my redeemer, my intercessor, my truth, my savior, my counselor, my comforter, my way maker, my way through, my way over, my way around. Touch somebody, tell him he's everything. Everything that I need. When I'm tired, he jubilates. When I'm weak, he innovates. When I'm hungry, he cultivates. When I'm thirsty, he allocates. When I'm disturbed, he conciliates. When I'm depressed, he consolidates. When I'm moneyless, he donates. When I'm speechless, he translates. When I'm selfless, he accommodates. When I'm friendless, he obligates. When I'm lonely, he fascinates. When I'm sick, he medicates. When I'm in trouble, he alleviates. When I'm scared, he conciliates. When I'm confused, he dictates. When the devil comes, he investigates. He'll make the devil make him vacate. Jesus is my delegate. He's everything. Oh, yeah. Everything. Yes, he is. I I want a picture like the Baptist preacher said. Good evening, children. Got to get out of here.
Because Increase, increase. Just touch two people, say increase. Increase, touch somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.